as we consider the Lord being our friend, let us remember never to be ashamed of Him. For He came to this earth to give His life so that we all may be able to live. The scriptures teach us in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." He was not ashamed of what the Father wanted Him to do. He was not ashamed to be the Son of God. He was not ashamed to go to that cross and endure something that none of us could ever endure. To be called names, He was not ashamed. To be spat upon, He was not ashamed. To have a crown of thorns placed upon His head, to be ridiculed, He was not ashamed. But He died, and He was buried, and He was raised upon the third day, to ascend into heaven so that He may stand before the Father for each one of us. If anybody deserved to be honored, to be reverenced, it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we, as individuals, we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed because of our past life. Jesus Christ committed no sin. We should be ashamed for the sins that not only that we committed, but the sins that we continue to commit. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He was the one without spot or blemish. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed to fellowship darkness, Christ. He would not dwell in the same place as a man that was a sinner. Yes, He went to a sinner's house to eat, but it was not to participate in what that sinner did. We should be ashamed in some of the places that we get caught up in. We should be ashamed of those that have persecuted. We should be ashamed of those that have perverted the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those that deny Him, He will never deny Himself. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed because of what we have done to the church. We should be ashamed of what we represent as being members of the church. We should be ashamed. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He purchased the church with His own blood. None of us have shed it, not one drop. We should be ashamed. As we come together on this evening to continue the message of we should be ashamed, I again ask you to go home, look in the mirror, and see what you have to be ashamed about. We need to share the gospel with others. But in so many times of sharing the gospel, we forget about our responsibility. We have four elders here, Brother Moore, Brother Shelton, Brother Pack, and Brother Brown. Those four gentlemen should never be ashamed of what God wants them to do, what God expects them to do. But you know what we have in today's church? And I'm not talking about these four brothers here, but I'm talking about some other men that just want to wear the title of being an elder. They should be ashamed because they neglect the church. They forget and do not do what God requires them to do. They don't lead God's people the way they're supposed to lead them. They don't lead them because they themselves need to be led. They should be ashamed. As we look in the book of Acts chapter 20, the verses 28. Acts chapter 20, the verses 28. We find here where the elders have a responsibility. But as being leaders of God's church, of the people of God, we have some men that need to be ashamed. It says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves." They're not even looking at themselves, so they need to be ashamed. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea why they're doing it. It says, "And to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He has purchased with His own blood." There are some leaders that need to be ashamed. There are some elders that need to be ashamed. Because they're not feeding the church of God the way they're supposed to. They're not taking care of the flock the way they're supposed to. And the reason they are not is because they're not looking at themselves. Now, we pray for our elders here on a regular basis, and we need to continue to pray for them. But they are men that are not ashamed of how to lead God's people or to lead God's people. I believe that we are going in the right direction. I believe that there are still some things that we need to get straightened out and some crooked areas that we need to make straight. But I honestly believe that as we look at God's Word, we have some good spiritual leaders here. And as we continue to follow them, we continue ourselves to study the Word of God to make sure that we are doing what's right. But there are some leaders that need to be ashamed. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. Some men do not know what their responsibility is all about. And the reason they don't know what their responsibility is all about is because they don't study God's Word. This is not only those men that are leading, but also those that call themselves followers, or those that call themselves teachers. Yes, their mindset is right. Yes, I am so spiritual. I am so holy. But yet, when they go and they stop and they pause and they look at themselves, they find that they should be ashamed. The scripture says here in Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. I wish that you were. Because we understand that when something is not cold, or if something is not hot, that we really don't want anything to do with it. We look at this and we examine what is going on here. And I know that some of you have gone and did your researches on what Revelation chapter 3 talking about here. And there was some water that came from one place and water that came from another place. And by the time it got to this place, that the water just wasn't any good. We got some people like that, that are just no good. He says in verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm, and neither hot or cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Or I will vomit you out of my mouth. Something that does not set right with us. We want to get rid of it. This is the way the people were here. They were not right. They did not set right in the eyes of God. They should have been ashamed. It says in verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with great goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye slave or eye salve, that thou mayest see. These men, they thought that they had one thing, or this church thought that they had one thing, but they should have been ashamed of themselves. That they had this spiritual wanting to be, but yet they were not. So what does that tell us? That tells us that we need to pick up God's Word. We need to study God's Word. And we need to apply God's Word. To neglect those that are in need of something, we should be ashamed to neglect to take care of those needs. He continues to say in verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. See, once you repent, you shouldn't have anything to be ashamed of. But as long as you're living, as long as you're striving and not really accomplishing anything, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed because you're lukewarm. The way is clear. The path is there. He says, do not veer to the left, do not veer to the right. But you stay on that straight and narrow path. Don't go with the way of the multitude. You go to the road that's less traveled. You go to the road that those have looked at and said, you know, there are some troubles down through there. I don't want to go that path. That's the path that we need to go down sometime. We need to go down that path so that we may understand that there is something that needs to be done. If we do not travel that path, we should be ashamed. As we look at it and consider why we should be ashamed. We should be ashamed because we purposely injure somebody. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying that sometimes we go out of our way to hurt someone else. I'm saying that we do things to people that we have no idea what we do, but yet we do not want them to do anything to us. We should be ashamed. You know, as we talk about the golden rule, doing unto others as you will have them do unto you. What does that really mean to you? How does that really make you feel? But when we read this and we say, you know, I want everybody to treat me good, but yet I'm treating everybody else bad. You should be ashamed. When you want somebody to give you something, but yet you don't want to give up anything, we should be ashamed. When you're stopped on side the road and you need some help and somebody stop and help you, but yet when you're riding down the road and someone is trying to flag you down, you speed up. We should be ashamed. Should be ashamed. You know, I remember, and I'm totally ashamed of this, but at the time I thought it was funny. I was coming home from school one day and I was driving and there was these kids, and I was a kid myself, but they were younger than I was, so they were kids, and they were playing on their bicycles, and they were just running through the water, just splashing water up. And I said, well, if you want some water, I'll give you some water. And I drove by and I hit that puddle and it just splashed them just right. I was ashamed after I did it. Let me tell you why I was ashamed. Because later on, as I grew older, here I am riding my bicycles and some guys came by me. And they didn't splash water on me, but they threw water balloons at us. And as they threw those water balloons at us, they got to the point where they was going to chase us. It was my cousin and I, and we were some pretty good runners. And we ran and jumped these people fence because maybe it was something we said, or maybe it was because of something they said. But you know, when you go out of your way to purposely injure somebody, you have to be very careful, because the things in which you sow, you will most definitely reap. When you do something, remember the old saying, what goes up must come down. Something will happen to you. I'm not saying wishing anything bad on anybody, but we need to be careful of what we do. We should be ashamed. It says here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, therefore all things, not some of the things, but all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. You know, the things that we learned that the law taught, great. These are some things that we still, you know, look at in our lives. You want someone to treat you right, so you treat them right. Remember, the scriptures teach us the two greatest commandments, or the greatest commandments, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Do you want someone to do something bad to you? If not, you shouldn't do anything bad to anybody else. But when you do, you might as well expect someone to do something bad to you as well. In Romans chapter 12, the verse is 17. To purposely injure someone. Ooh, I can't wait to get them back. When you least expect it, expect it. There are some of us still expecting some things because we've done some dirt. We've done some things that we're not proud of. We should be ashamed of those things. And we're just waiting on somebody to get us back. And guess what they're doing? They're waiting to get you back. But if we trust in God, we don't have anything to worry about. But there are some that will not trust in Him, and they should be ashamed. Romans chapter 12 and the verses 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. All men. When they reviled against Jesus, Jesus didn't revile back against them. He didn't repay evil for evil. But He said simply this: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Now, I honestly believe some of us go to bed at night thinking about how we can get back at somebody else. the wrong thoughts, we should be ashamed. We should understand that God wants us to get along with all men. You know, live with all men, you know, at peace. It's just all possible. But when they do something bad to you, you know that they're not going to change. Don't try to pay them back. Just quit hanging around them. Find someone else to hang around. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed because of our lack of knowledge. What are you saying? I'm saying again, as I've said in times past, and I will continue to say, and I'm not necessarily talking about you. I may be talking about the man that never comes. We should be ashamed of the knowledge we have about this book that is called the Bible. We should be ashamed. Those individuals that proclaim to be somebody or be something that really do not understand what God's Word teaches, they are the ones that should be ashamed. But when we live the way God wants us to live, when we do the things that God wants us to do, we do not have anything to worry about. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. How are you going to gain the knowledge of God if you never open the book? You're not going to be able to gain it. He said, I speak this to your shame. We should be ashamed. When you know, why are you not somewhere else? Why are you not doing something different? Why are you still living in that same rut that you've been living in all your life? Why? Because you have not awakened. You have not applied yourselves. You have not turned to do what is right. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Some of us love sin. We should be ashamed. When we see what the Scriptures teach us, you know, therefore to him that knoweth to do right and do it not, to him it is sin. When we hear that and we just ignore it and say, oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to keep living the life that I'm living because I am pleased with it. It's not what you're pleased with. It's what God is pleased with. Amen. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We should be ashamed of our lack of knowledge. You know, we don't pick up God's Word trying to study it to prove any man wrong. We pick up God's Word and study it because this is what God wants us to do. We are the children of God. There are some that cannot tell you what the simplest verse is in the Bible. And the simplest to you may not be the simplest to me. And what I'm saying by that, I'm saying that they can't recall what baptism is all about. They can't tell you what salvation is all about. They can't tell you what death is all about. They can't tell you what eternal life is all about. And then they even get confused when you find about eternal life and eternal damnation. They can't even distinguish between the two. They say, yes, I believe in eternal life, but eternal damnation? Oh, no! Those men should be ashamed. The book tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If the Bible teaches us that we will or somebody will spend eternity in hell, we need to believe it. Amen. God's word is not any lies that God told that is in his word. He's a keeper of his word. He's a keeper of the promises that he has given to us. And so if he told us that we don't have to worry about spending eternity with those that participate in sin and die in sin, that we can spend eternity with him in heaven, we need to believe that. And we need to believe that those that he says are going to be condemned to hell, that that's where they will spend their eternity, for eternal punishment and not just for a little while. Why would he just punish them for a little while? We're not living anymore once we're dead. But once we get condemned to that grave, to that eternal fire, that is where you will spend, or we will spend, our eternity. And again, the we, I'm not necessarily talking about you and I'm not necessarily talking about me. But there are some that will spend their eternity in hell. We need to study the Bible to make sure that we're doing the things that God wants us to do. Titus chapter 2. We should be ashamed of our lack of knowledge. Titus chapter 2, starting with the first verse. But speak thou the things which what? Become sound doctrine. You know, we're not speaking anything where the words are going to change and they become sound doctrine. We're speaking the things that are sound doctrine. That's all he's saying. You speak the things that are right. You speak the things that are necessary. You speak the things that God would be pleased with. There was a young man that told me one time, he said, you know, my uncle beat me up in the back of the building because I was preaching a sermon on sound doctrine. And he said, the things that you were speaking of, he said, we cannot live like that. Well, if they're sound doctrine, we need to teach them. If they're sound doctrine, we need to live according to them. It says that the aged men may be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The older men now, not the younger men, but the older men, there's a way that they need to conduct themselves. And if the older men conduct themselves in a good manner, the young men see these things and they say, I want to be like him. I want to do what he's doing. Sometimes we mess ourselves up and we cannot be like them. You know, we got, again, four elders. We got some men that can never be an elder because of their past life. They should be ashamed. But can't go back and change it now, can you? But what you can do is you can gain the knowledge that you need in order to be pleasing to God. We continue with verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. In their behavior, somebody's watching them. The older women now, the aged women, somebody is watching them. And here Paul is saying how they should conduct themselves. Not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know, if a woman is not conducting herself in a holy manner, how can she teach anybody? If an older woman is trying to be like the young women, how can she teach them? So we need some older women to look at themselves when they get home in the mirror and say, can I teach anybody anything? Am I teaching them by my actions? Am I teaching them by my dress? And then you go and you look around your house and you say, how can I teach somebody to be a keeper of their own house when yet I'm not a keeper of my own? You know, it goes both ways, not just for the older women, but also for the older men. My brother-in-law or my uncle, when we was riding down the road and he looked across and he saw a young man with his pants halfway down, he looked over at me and he said, Mel, he said, do you wear your pants like that? He already knew the answer. He already knew the answer. We need to teach our young men how to wear their clothes and not wear our clothes like they wore theirs. It wasn't the young man that came up with it. It was the older men that brought this to the young men and they adapted it where it really came from, the prisons. And so we need to teach our young men how to dress. We need to teach our young women how to dress. Continues there in verse 6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded. Keep your mind clear. Keep your mind on what is good. Be sober minded. Think on positive things. And all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity and sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. Don't say something that someone can look at and say, you know, I don't think that's what he said, but again, I don't really know. Look what it says. That he that is of contrary report may be ashamed. If you live right and you're around people that are not living right, they should be ashamed. Those of us that have grown past the age of 25 and we go back home and there are those same individuals that we hung out with at the age of 18 to 24 and they're still on the block, still doing the wrong thing. And they look at us and say, he's different now. And then they look at their life and they should think, I should be ashamed that I have not moved on from this block. That I need to be doing something totally different. I need to turn my life over to God. We should make them ashamed. You know, it's very clear that some people will not, you know, be honest with themselves. It's very clear that some people do not want to change their way of living. And they should be ashamed. Look at your past life. Very quickly, look at it. Are you ashamed of it? Look at your life right now. When was the last time you committed a sin? Are you ashamed of it? Think about those that you hang out with. Those that fellowship the darkness. Are you ashamed? Think about the church just for a moment. How many times you have done something to bring reproach against the church, to make somebody say something bad about it? Why should I become a member of the church when you're doing the same thing I do? Are you ashamed of the ones that we have lost because we have acted just like them? Are you ashamed? Think about it. How many times have you neglected to teach God's word in the right manner? How many times? How many people have you not stopped to help along your way as they were going on theirs and they got bogged down? Are you ashamed? When you said, I just don't have time. I'm on a mission and your mission is not pointing toward Calvary. Are you ashamed? When we purposely went out of our way to do something against somebody. Purposely now. I know we make mistakes. You may step on somebody's toe by accident. I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on your toe. But when you just go out of your way, oh man, and try to tear up everything they have, hurt them just as much as you can hurt them, I'm going to get them back. Are you ashamed? What about knowing what to teach, when to teach it, how to teach it? And you find out that you really don't know because you hadn't been studying the way you should? Or you're ashamed? What can you say? Can you truly say without a shadow of doubt, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? You know, as Paul said in Romans 1:16 again, that he's not ashamed of the gospel. How many of us can truly say that? That no matter where we go, no matter what we do, we're ready to teach the gospel. And then how many of us will say, I'm ashamed. Because someone asked you a simple question. And that question was, how did I become a member of the body of Christ? Or, what shall I do? You've told me about my sins. You said that these things are wrong. I'm living in an adulterous relationship. Or, I'm out here and I'm spending time on the corner with the drunks because I am a drunk. Tell me, what shall I do? And we look at him and say, I really don't know. We should be ashamed. We should tell them what they need to do. We should tell them that God sent His Son to die for the sins of the world. He sent His Son so that you and I could live. He sent His Son in order to purchase the church with His own blood. He sent His Son to seek and save those that are lost. He sent His Son to save those that were His people. We are His people today. We are the ones that need to be teaching the truth. We are the ones that need to be telling someone that they need to repent and to be baptized. We are the ones that need to be telling them that you need to hear God's word and you need to be baptized. We're the ones that need to be telling them they need to believe and be baptized. We're the ones that need to be telling them they need to confess and be baptized. We're the ones. We're the ones. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If you're here and you're not a Christian and you want to become one, do not be ashamed of what someone will say. Do not be ashamed of what they will say to you once you become a Christian and push you away. Don't be ashamed, because you're standing up for the right reason. You're standing up for the right one. And have your sins washed away in the water of your baptism. The Scriptures teach us in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord asks to the church daily, such as should be saved. He's not ashamed of His people, and we should not be ashamed of Him. Maybe you're here and you're straight away and you're ready to come back to the fold. It is not too late. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You come and you make your confession. You repent of your sins. You ask the congregation to pray for you, that everything may be all right with you and our God. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.